call to order the joint meeting of the Health, Education, Welfare, and Land, Natural Resources, and Culture. I would like to ask Representative Beaver if he would give the invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for the beautiful day of giving us, Lord. And Lord, I just want to thank you for just allowing us to come together, Lord, and do the business on the tribe's behalf, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you just clear our hearts and minds, Lord, and just replace it with your wisdom, with your guidance, Lord. And Lord, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord, and everything you're going to do for us, Lord, and everything you stand for, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Roll call, please.
Dougie Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Deer.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Del Beaver.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Daryl Proctor. Mark Randolph.
Present.
Thomas Yehola.
Here.
And Chair get 9 present and 1 absent.
9 present and 1 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next is the approval of the minutes for May the 9th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the March 14th, 2017.
Motion made by Representative Scott to approve the minutes for May the 9th and second by Representative Yehola. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
And Chair get 8 favor and 0 against.
8 in favor and 0 against. The May the 9th minutes are approved. Down to the order of business. TR 17081. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a Memorandum of Understanding with Oklahoma State University relating to the Federally Recognized Tribes Extension Program in Oklahoma. Sponsors are Representative Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Randolph for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
You want to talk to this, Mr. Torkoff?
I don't know. Is this Carly?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Asbell.
Yeah, basically, this is just an opportunity for us to opt into the Federally Recognized Tribal Extension Program. And this is an agreement with Oklahoma State University to opt in on that. Carly is going to be here. I think she ended up having a conflict, so just recently told us that. So, yeah.
Oh, she's the MOU.
Oh. Okay.
Just a state.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's for 3 years, right?
Yes, Representative Beavis.
Is this going to help our, don't we already have a 4-H program? The tribe does, the village program?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to help his program? Or how is it going to affect his program, I should say?
Yeah, I think it'll supplement what we do now with the 4-H program and then opt into also, we're trying to get into the Native Seeds program and then use the expertise from the extension program, Oklahoma State University, to specifically focus on some of the tribal needs. So that's, it will definitely augment or supplement what the 4-H program does.
Thank you.
Any questions? No. Thank you, Mr. Esquire.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Hullin?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 8 in favor and 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR 17087, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing renovation to the Morris Indian Community Building roof. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
I defer to tribal construction.
Yes.
Okay. Basically,
Morris.
This is my first time here. The roof on Morris Community Building is it's leaking. It's a cut up roof. It's not just a simple roof, and it's got a lot of alleys. There's a lot of soft decking, and so all the decking is going to have to be replaced. Not only is it's not just simply replacing the roof, they're going to strip it all down to the bare rafters, redeck it with a 5/8 inch decking, and then they'll put an underlayment on it, put a metal roof on it. This price will include the metal roof and some minor exterior repairs. There's a lot of fascia that needs to be replaced, so it's not just a roof replacement. And this is one contractor's price. We didn't send it out to bid. If we get this money appropriated, we will then get competitive bids. So we know we can do it for that amount of money, but we're thinking we'll get some bids that are less than that. That's where we're at on that roof.
Okay. Representative Beaver.
Myself and Representative Jennings went to the Morris Community Meeting last Thursday, and we told them about the legislation that was coming through, and they had no idea that this was coming through. Not that it's a bad thing. I mean, they didn't put up any fuss about, you know, having a new roof put on the building, but there was some leaks on there. But there's also just other concerns that the building needs to have. But they have that temporary certificate of occupancy right now.
Yes.
And so really there's other things that they need, and I don't know if you put them in an order of, you know, what's more important. I don't know, you know, what's more important. I know, you know, they need the fire suppression system installed so they can actually use the kitchen area. And I think there's some, you know, some maybe some rot around some of the windows there. But with that being said, they have no problem with the, you know, getting a new roof. That's fine. You know, if it needs a new roof, it needs a new roof. But I would just like to have had the at least Morris community know that what's going on, keep them updated, at least, you know. And like I said, there's other things too that they need also. So I just want to let you know. And also the price was, I thought, was a little steep.
It is.
Know? So, but I'm glad you explained it, that you can get competitive bids on the roof. Is that this outfit? This price was outfit out of the Eufaula, I believe.
I got it right here.
Yeah.
It seemed like both bids were out of Eufaula. Yeah. One this and one Tulsa, right?
Is this?
Yeah.
I think it's in the other documentation.
But if it passes, then you said you'll get competitive bids. Probably, assuming from companies in the area.
Oh yeah, we get three competitive bids
Rogers
and a minimum of three.
Okay. No, but that's what one wants to mention, that just kind of keep the community updated on what's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
But they were just kind of blindsided. It wasn't a bad thing, but as far as
getting a permanent CFO, there's a vent hood suppression system that needs to go in. We visited with Diana. Mm-hmm. And Diana is going to take care of that.
Okay.
We already knew that had to be done.
Right.
You know, our tribal construction code enforcement officer would like to see that building sprinkled, but it's kind of impossible. There's not a fire line that we could tie into. There is an option of getting domestic water and then a sprinkled system, but he is okay with giving a permanent CFO as soon as we get that fire suppression hood put in.
Okay.
And we've already talked to Diana, and that's going to happen.
Okay.
That'll work. We'll definitely keep the community better informed.
It's not a good facility for a community center. I mean, you know, if we could have looked at it ahead of time before they bought it, it would have been better.
Yeah, well, you know, try to go from a residence to a commercial area.
Yes, and usually when you start renovating and doing construction, you start at the top and work your way down. You know, the roof, getting rid of the leaks is the number one thing you got to do. They should have done that in the beginning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that notification, I did send an email, but I guess maybe it wasn't the right email address or something, and so I did notify them yesterday that it would be, and they could come and have an opportunity to speak too, but I know that they were having a event at their community center today.
Yeah, we got one, somebody from the board here too.
Pardon me?
Holly from the board is here.
Oh, okay. Oh, there she is. And also, like he was saying, the fire suppression hood vent that goes over the stove, I'm going to go ahead and pay that out of our supplemental budget. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of money left over so that more in the community can have a permanent certificate of occupancy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, along with Mr. Beaver's comment was that, you know, normally we require the communities to have a resolution from the mm-hmm. communities to request in the work, but this legislation come out of the chief's office without the community knowing. And the other deal is the bay window on the south. That's where it's leaking. It's pretty bad there. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have something to say?
Oh, no. I just wanted to reiterate Representative Beaver's information about the communication. I have sent an email to Ms. Billy so we can meet about some of the issues that we're having. Yes, we were informed yesterday, but last Thursday we weren't informed. So when the representatives did come, that was the first time. So I think we're going to definitely work. Hopefully, CID is able to or would like to form that better communication because we are more than willing and ready to do that. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Madam Chair, as just want to point out, you know, we as a tropical construction department, we really depend on the CRD. When they bring these things to us, you know, we do our best and due diligence to go through the process and address any needs that they bring and you know, do the assessments. And we will do a better job in the future of maybe relaying the information directly to the stakeholders at the communities. So, and you know, we've done a better job of talking to some other communities, but we'll can definitely do a lot better job and hopefully moving forward.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Speaker.
Mr. Belger, we've been sitting here discussing what Mr. Jennings was talking about, the community resolution. But since we did the legislation a few years back, being specific that the nation is responsible for the upkeep and maintenance, when the nation goes and inspects these buildings and sees something that does need attention, does need repair, the community is not requesting that, the nation is, so therefore there's no reason for a TR in that. Is that not correct? Because the community wanting something done, and they have the right to do it.
Utilizing their funds. Yeah, I think as long as there's that communication, the community knows what's going on and this repair is being made, I think you're probably okay under that law. And it wouldn't necessarily require a resolution from the community, I don't think. Yeah.
Thank you.
Speaker?
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
Are there any more questions, concerns? Not. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 8 in favor and 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 17088, a tribal resolution by the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing renovations of the Tulsa Creek Indian Community Building roof and other necessary repairs. I sponsor the Speaker Tiger.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Randolph. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of both committees. This basically is right on the line for the Morris Indian community to that this also deals with downspouts as well as regrading the dirt that is around the building to help the water drain away from the building. So, Mr. Asbell, Mr. Emerson, do you have any more to add to that?
I did some extensive research on that community center, and they do have some foundation issues that's caused by a lot of water is ponding around the foundation. If we can, in this scope of work, we're going to bury the downspouts, get the water away from the foundation. So not only is it going to correct the roof, it's going to correct the foundation. And so I think it will be real beneficial to that building if we do that. And this price will also provide a standing seam metal roof, which is similar to what's on the mountain. It's going to be a commercial grade roof. Once again, we're replacing the decking, 5/8 decking. It'll be a lot sturdier roof.
Any questions?
Yes.
Representative Barnett.
With the metal roofs, is it standard that they put those little plastic stopper things?
Snow guards.
Okay. So that's standard with any metal roof?
If it's commercial, yes, it's a liability issue. Number one, if ice starts to slide off the roof, it will tear the guttering up. Mm-hmm. And big sheets of ice will hit the guttering, tear it up. But if it's a commercial building, you have a liability issue also. And so if a piece of ice fell and hit somebody and caused damage to them, mm-hmm. we would be liable. If the snow guards were up there, we wouldn't be negligent.
I just wanted to make sure because I didn't see it specified. Maybe I didn't read that part yet.
Thank you.
Thank you. No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Joey Barnett?
Yes.
Joy Steer?
Yes.
James Shinnings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
And I'm sure you got 8 in favor and 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-108, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds in order to replace the Morris Indian Community's roof. As sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion
do pass by Representative Barnett, second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
I just have one question.
Okay.
Just making sure with the controller, I know that this will be forwarded on the BFMJ to assign a funding source, but I mean, just making sure the funds are available for all these bills that we're looking at tonight. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Tony Barnett?
Yes.
Joy Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 8 in favor and 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 17-109, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing special appropriation to the Okemah Indian Community. Sponsors, Representative Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Representative Randolph. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jack. Discussion. Yes.
Madam Chair, if given the opportunity, we'd like to hand out some budgets, that some documentation, and just go through a short explanation, give the council an update on the project, and then an explanation of the supplemental appropriation that we're seeking from the Tribal Construction to finish the Okemah Community Project.
Yeah.
Need one more down here. Sorry about that. Does everybody have a copy? So I'm going to let Steve Henderson talk about a little bit of history on the project and where we're at on the project, and also to discuss, have a discussion about the existing appropriation that we're seeking compared to some of the prices that were previously on, and some of the reasoning behind moving away from Edo to complete the project. So, Steve, go ahead.
Okay, I started here. Most of y'all I haven't even met, but I started here in February. I've been here 4 months. And the first day on the job, we had a meeting with Edo. Didn't know what it was about, and I kind of got familiar with them that first day. And about 2 weeks into my job, I read the contract between Creek Nation and Edo and saw that they were in breach of contract. And they were in breach of contract simply because they did not do what the contract asked them to do, which was to get competitive bids and give us that information so we could look at it. And the first meeting I attended, you know, people in tribal construction were questioning them about it, and nothing was ever done. And so we wrote them a notice to cure letter. It gave them 10 days to get that information to us. They partially did it, but when we did the notice to cure letter, this first page is what we got back. I looked at that first page, looked at their numbers, and thought it was unacceptable. And so I gave them a second try.
So just to clarify, if you look
at the bottom line, that's the number that they were going to request from council to finish that project.
So you can compare that to what we're actually requesting today.
The second attempt, the number even went up. If you'll notice the date on 3/31, they were going to ask for $813,461.64. And these numbers they were getting, we still didn't have any evidence that they got competitive bids to get these numbers. And so they were in breach of contract, so we decided to take that project over. And since we took it over, we came up with our own numbers, and that's what we're asking for tonight. Is $295,673.10. That's not an inflated price at all. It's going to be close. But we've got true numbers, we've got true bids, and this is what we can do it for. And that's what we're asking for tonight. And with this extra $295,000, that is going to put us where that building needs to be as far as total cost. If we went with their numbers, it was going to be a really inflated cost for the building. And I know you people don't know me. Maybe three of you know me, but I am real frugal. I don't like to see people waste money. You know, we looked at the price of these two roofs, and it's very high. It looks high because you don't really understand what all we're going to do to those roofs. But I can promise you one thing. We'll get competitive bids. We will not waste any money on any of these projects.
Yes, sir. You said that that you took over. What do you mean by that?
We took that job over. Our department will be the general contractor on that project. We got competitive bids. We're selecting subcontractors right now. We're getting them under contract.
Okay.
And we were going to oversee the job regardless, but now we're actually hiring the subcontractors.
Okay. Now, but this is breach of contract also. It also went up to One Fire, and they're aware of all this.
Oh, yes.
Okay, then what is One Fire's response to all this?
That I did not correspond with One Fire. I don't know if they never sent me an email or any kind of a response.
Madam Chair, to clarify, to answer your question a little bit, probably the better way is, we worked with their manager of Edo. Our contract was with Edo, not with One Fire. So we worked with a contractor in Edo who was John Redcorn. We paid a small amount of money that they've associated with some of the work that they had already done. And so from a contractual obligation, everything is done. They're in the clear. They know. So the whole process with Edo is done. So they're out of the picture. We're in a new phase of the project. I'd like to give a quick update from Steve on the status of the project of what we've done over the last 3 or 4 weeks since we've owned the project and have moved forward on that. Steve, can talk about
where we're at. I was actually there today. The main slab has been poured now for about 7 days. They're doing that job in three different stages. The concrete pad, the main pad was poured, like I said, about 10 days ago. They poured the porch Monday, and today they were working on the drive-through canopy. The concrete work will be done by the end of this week. Since the slab was poured 10 days ago, we have scheduled the building erector will be there on site on the 12th, which is next week, and they're going to start erecting the metal building. And our projection as far as complete, substantial completion is the end of September. And I have corresponded with the community of Okemah, and I've attended one of their meetings, and I will attend their June meeting to give them an updated schedule on what's happening on the project. And that's where we're at. But to clarify with one fire, I have correspondence with Edo. I don't have correspondence with one fire. And John Redcorn is the lead person that I have emailed back and forth, talked to terminate the contract and to make sure we paid them everything that they were owed. And they're totally satisfied, and they were very professional. They've not been rude in any way, shape, or form. And I hope the best for them.
Thank you.
Representative Jennings.
So with this appropriation and what they were planning on requesting, we're going to save $500,000. So it's 1.6, and now it's a little over 1.1. So.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's where we wanted it. We wanted them to get it there, but it wasn't going to happen.
Well, going back to Dewar was the first one. You know, and then Okleski had to have a supplemental, and it was, I think, 1.3 or so. So he's coming in at 1.1. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we're also paying for or Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but we're also paying for the actual parking lot out of this budget as well. So if you look at some of the other appropriations, did not include the parking lot, was actually supplemented by Federal Roads when they added it to their inventory. So we're actually saving even more money. The actual cost savings to the nation is even higher than that.
And we're intending on doing more that was in the scope of work. We're going to add parking lighting. We're going to try to add some additional parking because there were very limited parking.
It was.
There was only like 12 parking spaces in the original proposal. And so we're going to add some parking, and we're going to use the money wisely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes. I spoke with some of the members from Okemah, and, you know, it's been a project that's been standing still. Mm-hmm. And they've seen other buildings coming up around them, and I'm wondering why, you know, wasn't getting done. So I applaud you. I'm glad that there's progress, and I hope it gets done as soon as possible. I think they want to get in that building as soon as possible. You've been to the other one. You've seen where they need and all that, and you'll keep your communication with them, get everything done like what they wanted in the first. I know a lot of things kept changing, and it just stalled and stalled and stalled. It. And I know we went to a groundbreaking a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried because the building was delivered in August of last year. And so that metal building package has been laying there on the ground since August of last year. I put a little bit of contingency money in this, but you know, until we unstack all that metal, we might find some of that metal is not usable. That's the only thing that I'm worried about. It should be fine, but there's no guarantee.
Representative Hicks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just curiosity, you said Eagle's out of the picture now, correct?
Yes.
On this project.
And your department is doing the work now?
Our department is what we would call the GC, the general contractor. We're not physically out there doing the work. We're doing, we're securing bids. We're hiring the subcontractors. And the difference is we're getting competitive bids. If you just let one person bid on a portion of that work and they know they don't have any competition, they're going to exaggerate the cost.
Okay, so what's your time frame?
At the end of September.
What year?
This year.
This year.
This year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have some members from Old Pusky this year, and they're going to write this down. And I will, too.
Okay.
Because like Mr. Randolph, Representative Randolph said, this has been an ongoing process.
And you have to forgive me.
We've had people come down and speak to them and say, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. And yet the community's finally got a slab, and that's been how long? Since you've been here, how long?
4 months.
4 months. What's been done in 4 months since you've been here, that project?
Okay, when I got here, this paper that I handed out is what we had.
So what has been done since you've been here?
What has been done? Number one, we have saved the tribe.
Okay, what kind of work has been done?
What kind of work? The slab.
What physical work has been done in 4 months since you've been here to that project?
Sir, I mean, like, if I can...
Curious, just ask about this question. It's for your director, sir.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't think we need to get heated about it because...
Here, sir, he has a floor. We have a floor.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Sir, point of order.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay, we have the floor. Did you not hear us say that we just took this job over?
I heard that. Did you not hear my question? What has been done in 4 months since you've been here?
Nothing was done for 3 months, so we took the job over.
That's why
we
took
the job over. Now something's getting done.
Okay. Actually, that, Chris, your department has been over that project since day one, correct?
No. No, not at all. This thing started 2 or 3 years ago.
How long have you been over it?
A year and a half, but if I could talk to the Madam Chair, if I could speak to the committee, these are the facts. The facts are that we had two tribal construction directors that were trying to design everything in-house, and it wasn't working. None of the designs were done well. Last summer, when I first got on, and we decided to let go of the tribal construction directors, we contacted EDO at the urging of several people on the National Council for EDO, and I talked to Mike Payne to take over. To take over the job. EDO took at least 6 months not having a bid or not having a bond and going through the process. We didn't even sign the contract with EDO until December of 2016. So you have a situation where they never even had a contractor on site. So when Steve came on, after 2 months, and you can ask CR&D, we met with EDO every single week. We had regularly scheduled meetings with EDO, and after 2 months, and Steve, we brought Steve on, in which we tried to hire a tribal construction director prior to that, and things did not work out. So we probably brought Steve on, who is a Creek citizen, has been in the construction field for over 30 years. He immediately called EDO, and shortly after that, we issued the letter to CURE. That's the history of it, and the history and the facts are is that if you look at all the projects that I'm involved with, besides this one, everything is going in a very, very good way. Particularly the Okemah Indian, the Okemah Hospital, the Eufaula Clinic is a month ahead of schedule and under budget. But when you make bad decisions on a tribal construction project, they plague you for many, many months. And actually, the coordinated drawings that EDO was responsible for, even after we let him go, we had to contact the civil engineering firm again because the drawings were not correct. So, I mean, like in the construction field, it's very difficult to get over bad decisions. And all I can say is that we will have the project done in September. You can write it down. Anybody can. And if at the end of September the project's not done and you want to reassess what we're doing, then I would welcome that.
Thank you. Are there any more questions? Did we not used to get reports from the tribal construction maybe every quarter or every month on all the construction that's going on? But it used to come to all of us. All of us got a report. No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 8 in favor and 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to BF&J for funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
Next is NCA 17110, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds in order to replace the roof and make other necessary repairs to the Tulsa Creek Indian Community Building. Sponsor is Speaker Tiger.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for a due pass, second by Representative Yahola. Discussion? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Again, this is just the funding parts of the piece legislation we just discussed.
Thank you.
Any questions from the committee, from myself, or Dr. Stratton?
Are there any questions?
Dr. Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, we're talking about the drainage. So that's what caused the floor to crack in that building?
My understanding, yes, Mr. Harrison. That's what's related to the floor.
Yes.
In the kitchen, I did worse in the kitchen. So this is what the issue has been, correct?
Yes. The tile in that community center is very old. And when tile gets old, it starts to crack. But the concrete cracks are definitely from the foundation staying wet.
Thank you.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 8 in favor and 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. The other business. Announcements.
LNC in the auditorium after
yes.
Maybe after this.
LNC will meet immediately after this meeting in the auditorium. Motion by adjournment. A motion by Representative Jennings, second by Representative Yahola. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.